816 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning. August, the month of August, Black Business Month, as we celebrate the owners of black businesses, and a lot of them here in the city of Galesburg will continue to do this over the next couple of weeks. And joining us this morning, we welcome in our guests. First off, the owner of Next to the Salt Catering and Company, LaToya Carson. LaToya, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Also, Courtney M. Wallace. Courtney owns C.M. Wallace Photography and Manifest Destinations. Courtney, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Well, thanks. Thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. Well, LaToya, I'm going to start with you. And Next to the Salt Catering Company. If people didn't know much about you, the very first cafe in the park this year, I know they found out a little bit about you. How did that go for you, first off? Because I know you actually sold out, which is a good thing.
I did sell out. I sold out within an hour, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. The cheesecake cones.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Right, well, let's talk about how and why you got your business started.
So I think that me owning a catering company has always been a desire of mine since I've wanted to cook. I never really wanted to own a restaurant, but I wanted to do the catering aspect. And unfortunately, COVID gave me the opportunity to go ahead and go for my dreams. And yeah. So now here I am.
What had you been doing prior to that?
I had been waitressing and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been in that industry in a way, but you really wanted to be more in the kitchen though.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. My passion is cooking. It's what I love to do.
Yeah. Anything in particular, a favorite that you like to do? I think I overheard you saying that you don't know how to cook a little bit of something. It's a lot of everything, right?
It's a lot of everything. Yeah. I love making Cajun food. My mom's from New Orleans. So I just made a pot of gumbo last night, and that's what I didn't cook a little of. I cooked a lot of it.
Why not, right?
Right.
Yeah. Make the masses happy, right?
Yes.
All right. And Courtney M. Wallace is C.M. Wallace Photography. Courtney, again, welcome. And talk about where did, obviously, a passion for photography, where did that come from?
So my dad, him and I used to go to Midwest Photos quite a bit downtown. If anyone remembers Midwest Photos.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So that was always kind of like our Saturday thing if we weren't doing yard work or just busy around the house. So that's kind of where that came from.
So what did you start with, like a little Kodak or Polaroid, or where did you kind of get your start?
So he had a film camera, and I believe Mr. Foley would be the one to develop the film at the time, and the old mayor, I believe, Bob.
Why can't I think of his name? Bob. And I can picture him too.
Is it Sherwin? Or no, not Sherwin. But that's paint. I'm thinking about paint. I need to finish painting my kitchen. But the old mayor.
Sheehan.
Sheehan. I knew it was close. It was like so. I guess developed a passion for that because of the dark room would always intrigue me. Just the smell of the chemicals. I could just smell it now. Just picturing it, and I would always be curious, you know, what's back there, and how does the film, you know, how do you get a picture out of this?
Right.
And still, even now, I want to have my own dark room. So I started with film photography, and then I was sent to the Democratic National Convention in 2012. I had a camcorder in one hand and a still DSLR in another hand. I'm recording and trying to shoot and just multitasking, and my professor saw my photos and was just like, why aren't you taking this up as a profession? I'm just like, no, it's just real nonchalant. No, it's just a hobby of mine. Fine. Then as the years have gone by, then I have been like, okay, maybe I need to start making money off of this stuff because I've got some pretty great opportunities. So,
yeah. Well, it seems like that's how it starts a lot. It's a passion, but it's a hobby. And I guess, kind of sounds like that with you also, LaToya.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
More of a hobby, but here we go. Why? Hey, if I can make a living at it, why not, right?
Yeah, and if it's something that I enjoy doing, especially because if anything we've learned this past year, life is short.
Yeah.
So do what you love.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So preference, it sounds like maybe film still, there's not nearly as much of that out there. I'm guessing it's really, really expensive, but
yeah, I know
digital's a lot easier as far as editing and everything, though.
Yeah, I have not done film actually since my dad has passed. Which was 97. And so digital has been strictly what I have been doing since about 2012. And really love nightscapes. Nightscapes, you can sometimes catch me outside at like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, like a crazy maniac, shooting in the middle of Main Street, trying to get light trails or star the stars. And I also enjoy doing documentary work and landscape.
Okay, so a little bit of everything there. Yeah. All right, Courtney M. Wallace, owner of C.M. Wallace Photography, Manifest Destinations. Also, LaToya Carson joining us. She's the owner of Next to the Salt Catering and Company. Talk, LaToya, a little bit more about kind of your business side and some of the things you do. Obviously, at Cafe in the Park, you did your cheesecake cones, but it's way more than that, obviously. Kind of talk about some of the things that you do.
Yeah, so I also do a meal prep service, and that is every Sunday, and I come out with a menu weekly, and you get to choose what you want off of the menu. And I also offer mini cheesecakes usually on the menu as well. And then I'm starting to cater events. I have weddings booked, and I'm just out here just cooking and just sharing my food with everyone.
What about the cheesecake thing? Obviously, understandable where the Cajun food ideas came from, but what about the cheesecake? When did that become a passion?
So here's the thing.
it tastes good, right?
Yes. The cheesecake thing just kind of happened. I was asked if I would, when I started the meal prep service, I was asked if I could do desserts. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. And then I was like, well, I can try to do like mini cheesecakes or whatever. And that all of a sudden developed into, can you make us a whole cheesecake? And I've only been making the cheesecakes less than a year, but they've seemed to be a real big hit. So I'm going to continue making cheesecakes.
I say, obviously, if Cafe in the Park is any indication, yeah, they're a pretty big hit, right?
Yeah, they are.
Well, and Courtney, in the same vein, kind of talk about with the business side of things. Will you do weddings and senior pictures and things like that as well as landscapes and everything?
Yeah. I do by request, typically because I get nervous. but I have actually been doing, I did a wedding this year and I really enjoyed doing that. So I really appreciate, a good friend of mine, referring me, for that wedding and, just doing family photos. I know I have a couple of maternity shots this coming up fall, which I'm pretty excited about. And, just trying to make this COVID thing work. And that was one of the reasons why I also have the Manifest Destinations, which is a travel agency that is under my under my creative agency. And so many people have asked, I go on these crazy random trips sometimes and they're just like, how did you do that and this and how did you go here or how did you budget for this and that? And just became a travel agent as well to kind of coincide with the photography and biography.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So, yeah. Do you like any sports, any action type thing, or you prefer things being still?
I prefer things being still.
Yeah.
Or on a documentary level, I like doing behind the scenes work, just because that's where you really get those candid photos.
Yeah.
I really like showing people at their best moments and just showing people as who they are, mm-hmm. and not something that is put together, something that it's fake.
When you're talking documentary, do you any video as well? Or
yes.
Oh, okay, so
yes.
You do both.
So I've been doing like mini documentaries here and there. In college, we ended up doing like a 15-minute documentary, which was the longest documentary I've ever done. And I've been working on a documentary that probably will be about a 10 to 15-year project, a Black History project. And I'll be going to different landmarks. I have some pretty cool resources and some pretty cool, pretty cool plugs of places that I plan to go in the near future.
Oh, that would be a great thing. Yeah. I don't know about you, Tyler. I've considered a modeling career. If Courtney can make me look good, you better hire her.
You want to talk about a challenge?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
But based on the look at her face, it's probably not possible. All the editing in the world isn't going to help that.
No.
Well, how about, stills of food, for instance?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. There you go. Yeah. We're going to hook you two up here.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. We definitely talked about
this. So it's been discussed. Yeah. How about somebody eating cheesecake? Like me, I could put this in my modeling portfolio.
Oh, we can make this happen.
There we go. Oh, oh yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Is there cheesecake here?
There is not. I can get some.
Okay.
That's all right. We've got LaToya Carson here. LaToya is the owner of next to the Salt Catering and Company. Not only cheesecake, she does it all. If you've got an event coming up or whatever the case may be. All right, Courtney, talk about how people can reach you and find out more about your business.
LaToya?
I'm sorry, LaToya. I'm looking at LaToya calling you Courtney. Yes. And I was, yes.
So you can reach me through Facebook, through the Next to the Salt Catering Company, or you can reach me through email at LaToyaCarson@nexttothesalt.com.
All right. Courtney, how about you with the photography or with the travel? How can they reach you?
So for photography, I can be reached on Facebook, Instagram. My email for that is Courtney@cmwallacephotography.com. And for the travel side, same thing, Manifest Destinations on Facebook and Instagram. And the email for that is travel@cmwallacephotography.com.
You know, let me ask you, is it being Black Business Month, I'm guessing that's not necessarily something at the top of your mind. You are a business owner, right?
Right.
Is that kind of the way you look at it?
Correct.
I mean, and I understand why we celebrate it, but just as far as you handling your business, you're just handling your business.
Yes. I mean, I definitely do take pride of being a Black business owner, especially Black female business owner.
Mm-hmm.
In Galesburg, I admire it. I think that every culture should be reflected. You should be able to see yourself in all aspects. So I think it's awesome that we are able to be here and discuss our businesses, and we have this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I didn't realize, I mean, you guys may have known, I didn't realize how many. I knew there were a few. I did not really realize how many Black-owned businesses there were here in Galesburg. Were you aware, Courtney, of how many there were?
There were a few that I was surprised about, and I was just like, wow, this is really nice that, you know, it's really growing. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, LaToya, thank you so much. Best of luck in the future with the business. Hopefully we'll see you on Food Network someday. How about that?
Oh, I hope so.
That would be a great thing. Courtney, same with you. Best of luck in the future with your business, and hopefully you're going to be doing and really look, I know 10 to 15 year project, but that's gonna be something that's gonna be really cool when you get it completed.
Yeah.
So
people don't realize that some of these projects sometimes are, you know, a decade or two projects.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, you know, just going out there. It's a bunch of research and a bunch of time, patience. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah. Where's the next place on your event list to go for as far as the
documentary? So I'm actually headed to California on Saturday. I'm trying to build more content for my travel agency, and I'm basing it more off of rail travel because the airlines are so crowded. When I did take a plane, it was about 100% capacity, and I was very uncomfortable. So,
So
the train right now and car road trips and trains will be my specialty.
There you go. All right. Well, guys, thank you again so much. Really do appreciate your time, and best of luck in the future to both of you.
Thank you so much.